on was we had noticed that you were taking reps at both the the left and the right side. Obviously, that's a huge mental jump back and forth like that. Ron said you're going to have to learn how to become ambidextrous. What's that been like for you?
He told me earlier this week that I'd have to work at both, so I've just been working both, you know, sides, both my run plays and my pass sets. So I just know the more I can do, you know, the more valuable I am. So just whatever coach tells me to do, whatever he tells me to work on, you know, I'm going to do it.
Can you take me through what that mental jump is? I mean, obviously it's a whole different animal depending on what side you're on. So what's that mental jump?
It's just you got to, instead of memorizing plays, you got to understand, like, whole schemes. And then, like, if you really do that, then it's just the muscle memory of just flipping stances and then your footwork.
I'm curious, the offensive lineman, do you notice the speed of guys like McCaffrey in the backfield and is it setting things up? Is it very noticeable compared to other players?
I mean, it's noticeable, like, when I pass it and I see him, you know, running his route out the backfield, making, you know, big-time snags. I mean, I'm really excited that he's on this football team.
Have you played any left at all? I know you're right.
I practiced back in college a little bit, but never really in a game. Just a couple plays in a game. High school, I all 3 years I was left tackle in varsity.
Any times today when you had trouble with the muscle memory?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a little different, but, you know, just the more and more reps I got at it, the more comfortable I got with it. So it's just something I got to just keep, you know, repping out.
Football's football, but learning a different language of what they call plays, how's that been for you so far?
It's definitely a learning curve. You know, first time I had to learn offense in like 4 years. So it's just, I got to just take it, you know, one day at a time and just continuing to practice and continuing to look at the playbook. And the more I look at the playbook, the more comfortable I get with the offense. So that's what I'm going to do right after this, get back in the playbook.
What's this like compared to studying for like an NBA, studying the playbook?
It's different. It is very different. But, I mean, I probably studied more for this than I ever have for that NBA, so.
Does that just come naturally?
Time for a couple more.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, just the more and more I get around it, you know, more natural it comes to me.
How natural is it for you to go to left after playing right for so long?
I mean, it wasn't natural at all. It was something I had to work on. You know, so I wouldn't, as soon as coach told me that I was going to be working left tackle this week, it was something that, you know, just that same day I started working left tackle sets just so I can be as close and comfortable as I can when I got here.
So you touched on the conference call after you were drafted. You were talking about how your mom, if it hadn't been for your mom, you might have stop playing football and play basketball. Take us through that. Why?
What? In college?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was a time in my life where I wasn't sure, you know, football was really for me, but I don't know. I stuck with it, and I changed a lot as a person through the years, and I love the sport more than ever. And, you know, it's just I can't imagine doing anything else.